All right. How is everybody doing today? How are you guys today? This is going to be an interactive children's story. Who wants to spell interactive? Just kidding. All right. Everybody happy today? How many of you guys are going to school already? You don't like school?
No.
You must be my twin brother. All right. So we're going to talk today about obedience. Who knows what it means to obey?
To respect one another.
That's good. Who else? What does it mean to obey? That's right. Sometimes obey means to be quiet. So you agree with her. Very good. Okay. Obedience. When you go to school, do they have rules at school for you guys to follow?
Yes.
Wow. I was expecting silence again. Thank you. Rules at school?
Respect our peers.
That's very good. How about you? Any rules at school? All right. So we have to show up on time for classes, right? We have to stay in class in our seats and be quiet, right? And listen to the teachers, yes? We are expected to be obedient to all of these rules. We have homework. We're supposed to do our homework and bring it the next day. Yes?
You too.
You have homework? Okay. As Christians, do we have rules we're expected to follow?
Press statement, ivory art.
Really? You want to translate? Okay. All right, so let's talk about that for just a second. God has some rules in the Bible that we are expected to obey. 10 Commandments? Okay. We have the 10 Commandments. Thank you for giving us this direction in the story. That's exactly where we're going to go now. 10 Commandments. These are God's rules for us to keep us what?
Safe.
Safe, yes. You want to tell the story, don't you?
To where we don't sin.
We don't sin. Right. These are some simple rules that God put in place to help us. If we follow God's rules, we remain safe and we avoid sinning, right? Do mom and dad have rules for us also? Yes? Oh, you expect the kids to talk, but you won't talk. Do mom and dad have rules for us?
Yes.
All right.
A lot.
A lot of rules. That's interesting that you say that, because sometimes as grown-ups, we think God has a lot of rules for us today. And we're going to touch on that a little bit in the sermon, but not right now. Give me an example of a rule in the commandments that God said we should follow.
Thou shalt not kill.
That's a good one. Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not lie.
Thou shalt not lie. That's a big one. That's good. Anybody else? Hold on. Don't all speak at once. Hold on. We don't have enough time for all of that. Okay, so here's the thing. God put rules in place not to make us feel burdened and tired and weighed down. God put rules in place so we're safe. The same way mom and dad put rules in place to keep you safe. Who's got a bicycle? Is it fun riding the bike in the middle of the street when there's traffic? How do you know it's not? Mom and dad said it's dangerous. You have a big yard and a park and everywhere else to ride safely.
You can be ran over.
That's right. Okay, so we know that mom and dad wants us to be safe and they want to take care of us and we trust them. So we follow their rules. We still have a lot of fun riding the bicycle, and we're safe. In the same way, God gave us some rules and his commandments, and he said, if you follow these rules, you can still have fun and have a good life, but you're going to be saved. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so who intends to be obedient to mom and dad? Show of hands. Who wants to be obedient to mom and dad? Some of you guys will eventually raise your hands. And who wants to be obedient to Jesus? All right. Well, with that said, we will continue the story when the sermon starts, and we will end the story now with a prayer by this young man right here will pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for another story where we learn more about your wisdom, what you have done over the years and years and years ago. You've done these wisdoms. You gave one of the most important things, the Ten Commandments, the rules. We must keep the commandments in our heart. Instead of carrying them on our backs, we have to have them in our heart. It's not hard to keep the commandments if you have to love with Jesus. You gotta pray for Jesus. Do anything for Jesus, and the love and your wisdom shall show. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you. You can all go back to your seats now.